Blog Talk Radio.
The station that rules the nation. From state to state, country to country, we play the hits just for you.
Everybody, welcome, welcome world, welcome to the all new Dunny B Gospel Morning Show. I am your host, Mr. Dunny B, and I hope everybody's having a great, great time on this beautiful, beautiful morning. I am your host, Mr. Dunny B. We have a brand new co-host. She'll be working with me, and we're gonna be a crumb for Christ, y'all. That's what it's all about, being crumb for Christ. And you know, just having a good time. I hope everybody's having a wonderful, wonderful time this morning. And y'all know today is the 25th, and y'all know what that means. It's been 3 years ago today that Michael Jackson was found dead. So they had a big candlelight vigil over the weekend, a vigil tribute to Michael Jackson over in Fort Worth, Texas, at the downtown Water Garden, and it was really, really nice. It was really nice, and that's how Michael Jackson would want it to be. If you're gonna, when you remember somebody, you remember the good things, not the bad things, but the good things that happen with the people and all kinds of good stuff. All right, we got my new co-host standing by with us. What's up? Welcome to the show. How you doing, Passion?
I am extremely excited. I am wonderful this morning. How are you?
I am blessed, cannot complain, and even if I could complain, I wouldn't complain.
I know you're
hey,
right.
Man,
I know you're right.
I just wouldn't complain because, you know what, I tell a person this all the time, that when you start complaining, you lose half of your life just complaining. Why not just give God the praise? That's what it's all about here. We are your number one 24-hour gospel music station right here on Hot 107 FM, the praise. And that's what it's all about. It's all about praising God. It's all about pleasing the man above. And, you know, I just thank God for you and thank God for meeting you and thank God for everything and how God is bringing people on board to work with us. So this is a beautiful thing. It's a blessing, and I just thankful to everything that's going on. But, Tash, I kind of want you to talk a little bit about you so people would know. Yesterday, everybody was buzzing on Facebook about you. As soon as we put your picture up, I wasn't expecting people to really say anything, but people just started going crazy. Give me more information about Pageant. Tell who is Pageant? What does she do? What she's going to be doing? I mean, all kinds of thousands of questions about you. So right now, before we start the show, I want you to kind of introduce yourself, tell everybody what you do, and, your next chapter in your life is now going to be co-hosting. Let's talk about your life. Go ahead.
Well, my name is Passion, as Donnie said, Passion Raleigh, and I am very excited to be co-hosting this show with him. I know that God is an awesome one, but he's such an awesome God, and I'm just so privileged to have met you on this weekend. I want to say that first and foremost, and for that divine connection. I actually am a local author. What did you say, Donnie?
I was just saying yes. I'm excited.
You are excited.
I'm excited. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead.
I am a local author. I published my first book entitled Broken Chains a few years ago, and it's a book of poetry. And so I definitely love the art of words and putting words together. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to recite a poem on this weekend, and I was just so excited and overwhelmed with all the joy. I didn't get a chance to make my tribute to Michael, so I do want to say hopefully I get to do that. But I'm a local author. I'm a poet. I'm in the process of just getting some things together for me as a speaker as well. I've done some speaking in Oklahoma back in 2010, and then last year I did a little bit. And so I'm just in the process of just allowing God to really mold me and shape me to his purpose and just really step into the full blessings of God.
Amen. And you know what? It's funny you say that because that's what it's all about. It's all about praising God. I got to say this. This happened maybe about a couple last week. My mother was preaching the word of God. And let me explain something to you. When you're doing it for God, the devil comes and he comes in. What's the main thing the devil does? He comes to kill, steal, destroy. Kill, steal, destroy. Maybe sitting around y'all, Baba people, please forgive me if I'm saying it wrong the wrong way. But anyway, it was so crazy because my mother preached the word of God on Sister Mac's show on last Wednesday, and the devil attacked her. She had to be rushed to the hospital and stuff. So y'all keep my mother in prayer. I've been going back and forth with this and all of this stuff. But when you're doing it for Christ, that's when the devil comes and attack. That's when you know you're doing something. You're doing something worth doing because the devil ain't going to attack you if you're not doing anything, if you ain't doing anything, you know, the way it's supposed
to
be doing. The devil come on and destroy. So I just thank God for you. Thank God for everything that you're doing, and just hoping that God will open up opportunities, open up the door for you, and just continue to bless you in everything that you're doing. And just know that when you do it for God, you can't help but to climb up. Am I right?
My goodness, you are right.
Amen. And that's what it's all about. And I want the young people to know that our radio station are strictly for the young people. We're trying to let people know that it's not about us. It's about God. But at the same time, what can we do to get the young people involved? What do we need to do to really focus on the young people? And that was my whole goal when I got this radio station started. Is I wanted to be able to figure a way that we can get the young people to really get themselves out there. And what better way to put themselves out there in praising God and doing something positive for Christ? When you do it for Christ, and then that's when God will continue to bless you. So I'm excited. I don't want to talk too much. when you get to talking too much, then you don't get the chance to have fun. We got a lot of callers listening to us, and we're going to be going to our new program director, Tracy, who just took over as our new program director for the station. And me and her, we talk over the weekend as well. We got some big plans for the station. What you think about that, Pat?
Awesome.
What are your thoughts on that? We got some big plans for the radio station.
Oh, I thought you told me you wanted me to think about that. I'm really excited about that. I really am. Change is good. You know, a lot of times we're afraid of change, and and, you know, we just have to really just stay open, so we really never know what God is going to do. So Tracy coming to the station, that's just going to open up some great doors.
That's right. I agree with you on that. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Tracy. I got to say a big shout-out to Ms. Grant. And I also got to say a big shout-out, and I want people to know, not only do we have people listening to Hot 107 FM, but we have also people listening to the podcast. So I got to say a big shout-out to everybody out there that's listening to the archive of this show. And the rate of our programming, the way our programs are going to go, is every day on Hot 107 from 2 to 4, you can check out Dr. Duke. Dr. Duke is our new minister who just been added to our station, and he got an awesome testimony. He does a Sunday school of a Sunday church broadcast. And we rebroadcast that show Monday through Friday from 2 p.m. to 4. So if you want to have some church, Sister Girl, if you want to have some church, you got to tune into our station from 2 to 4 Monday through Friday. And when that show go out, he has another show that comes on where he talks about different important topics going on with the community as far as with your body goes, with how, you know, give tips on relationships and stuff. That wonderful thing that happens at 4 o'clock. And then if you really want to go deep down, sister Pageant, if you really want to go deep down, guess what? You got to check out Mother Max Show. Mother Max Show comes on Monday through Friday. This is for all the people that missed the rebroadcast of her morning show on Blog Talk. You missed a wonderful service Blog Talk show where you can check out the rebroadcast of Jesus in the Morning. I gotta have me some Jesus in the Morning. What about you, Sister Passion?
Morning,
I gotta have me some Jesus in the Morning, man. That be a shout of Holy Ghost. Oh my goodness. They be doing it big on Jesus in the Morning. You never know what guest gonna call into the show and give a word of wisdom. That's what happened. My mama was a guest on her show last Thursday, man. She told her she rocked the house, man. So big shout out to Sister Matt. Y'all can tune into her show from 5 to 7. And then when she go off, for those who missed this show on Blog Talk, you can listen to the rebroadcast of Dunny B Gospel Radio Show from 7 to 10 with me and Miss Pageant doing it big for Christ. Crunk for Christ. That's what it's all about. Man, I'm just excited. I'm just so excited. Then when we go out, you can check out my main man, Brother Dwayne Washington. He has a wonderful music program where he teaches young people how to get that money. That's what it's all about. When you're in this music business, how can you get this money, but at the same time, in a positively way, get the money the right way of how you can make money? You can tune in to Dwayne Washington every night at 10 o'clock with that. And then after that, he got a word for you. That's right. At 11 o'clock at night, he's going to give you the word, preaching the word. So we got a lot of new hot shows coming to this station. I'm excited on what God is doing. I mean, I'm excited. We're still looking for new shows. We're trying to get a brand new show called Youth on the Move Radio Show. And I'm about to, when we come back, we're going to bring in Sister Tracy. We're going to bring in Tracy, who is our new program director for the radio station. She's going to give us some, she's just going to talk to us. We're going to have a good time. And again, we also going to be talking about the Michael Jackson thing, because today is June the 25th. It's been 3 years ago today that Michael Jackson was found dead. What was you at that particular time? That's what we're going to be talking about this morning. And we have the president of the fan club who are going to be calling in, giving us some more details about the Michael Jackson fan club. And we have Gabriel and a lot of people that been listening to us. We're going to be talking to them. So we're going to go to some music, and then when we come back, we're going to have more gossip. I tell you what, we'll be right back. You tune into the All New Dunny B Gospel Morning Show right here. And, God is good. God is good. We'll be right back.
But the song simply says, let go. Let God. I need you to sit down for a moment. I just want you to hear the words. Hallelujah.
As soon as I start worrying, worrying how the story ends, when I let go, when I let God, I let God have His way, that's when things start happening.
That's when it started. That's when it started.
When I stop looking at back then, when I let go and I let God, I let God have His way. I couldn't seem to fall asleep.
Oh, there's some witnesses in here.
There was so much on my mind. I was searching for that peace.
Couldn't find.
The peace I could not find. Oh, so then I kneeled down to pray. I was praying, help me please. Then He said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. As soon as I start worrying how the story, when I let go and I let God, let God have His way, that's when things start happening. When I start looking at everything,
let go.
Let go.
Just let go.
And let go.
Here by accident today. The presence of the Lord. He's in this place. Oh, I need some worshipers now. I need some worshipers. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. I'll follow you, Lord. I hear your word today. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me, Lord. Whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. That's simple. Just help me say, just say.
Whatever you're doing in this season. beloved, as I stand here before you, reminiscing about a life we had hard times and struggles. It's crazy how time flies, cause it seems just yesterday we were calling the back of bar, shooting jumpers like entangled quick to holler at the cutest shorty around. At dirty clothes, black top curls, still happy to smell. Is it necessary for the homies? Cause the lives to walk by. We boss our heads to say what's up, grew up together, so why? Continue living life with animosity in this pain. And then my sleep is interrupted by the phone when it rains. The homies been murdering is dead, and what's left? It's memories in the mountain. I'm still wiped on the tears that lead to grief, and it hurts. Cause weeks before he got murdered, we conversated. Not once did I mention God, now he's gone. And now I'm hating and wishing I could rewind to love the hands of this time. And tell the homies, keep your head up high and never stop trying. Cause in the end, we all win, and the balance is nearly over. So rest in peace to all of my dogs, my fallen soldiers. He was trying. Hey, love for you, fellow man. Listen about them times. We playing duck, duck, goose. You gave me back cuts in the lunch line. Remember fighting who's gonna be the line leader. You was always the one kicking the beat, hitting on the heaters. While on the lip of the flow, we practiced hitting the game time. Shooting marbles with dirty clothes. We was never on the street life. Always talking about how I've been running, strive to stay alive. I remember the days in fifth grade, writing raps in class. Holding around my face with no cash. Still getting drinking. For ways out, I met the Lord and he showed me what life was all about. And no, I'm never down and he's got my back 24/7. But the sad thing, my homeboy, he never met him. And he departed without hearing the good news. So rest in peace, nobody else can fill them shoes. Hold up, don't stop the music. Just let me speak my mind through these rhymes that's been written through these hard times. Pain and stress and all the death of my home. And all the disappointing time when troops turned into phones. See, he was to be a criminal, and to my homegirl, watch you leave. I know the fashion of the world always hung in your sleeve, but please believe that if I knew that things weren't right, I would have took that gun from you before you took your life. See, you was beautiful, but I know you always thought that you wasn't. I wish I would have told you that it makes me sick in my stomach. I never knew you hated life, I never asked how you felt. But if I did, you wouldn't have never took that gun off the shelf and put it to your head. Sometimes I hate you for what you did. Sometimes I hate the world for putting pressure on little kids. Taking it day by day, every day I pray. And rest in peace to my homies that done passed away. And to the homies, he dog, Jesse, Big Bird, we miss you. It's getting hard, cause the only thing we got is your pictures. And I can't stand to see your children crying, missing their dad. They got the money coming home, but the truth is too sad. And so we wait, hoping when they get much older, that they will understand the streets took the life of a soul.
About the things we done, wanted to take it back to yesterday.
Oh, man, what what a better way, what a good way to start the party off with this being Trump Christ. Sister, you know I got to talk to you. So what happened over the weekend for you? What happened over the weekend? Did you go to church Sunday?
Oh, my goodness, did I? I was in church in worship all day yesterday. And I'll tell you what, my minister had a word, AM and PM service. I was just so enriched on yesterday.
You know what? I know this has got to be for you because it was crazy on yesterday. I mean, you called me so many times. You wanted to call it a third time. You said, nah, I'm so excited I couldn't even sleep. Y'all be so known. She was so excited about working with me on this radio show. I never had nobody be that excited about working on radio. And that's how I know that this is for you. This is for you. And I was looking for somebody that can hold it down with me because it's hard. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I've been doing radio and TV for a long time, but it's hard to do it by yourself. You got to have somebody that you can kind of, you know, do it both ways and stuff. And you've been doing it. So I got to say a shout out to Fall in Love with Jesus. They in the chat room listening to us. So big shout out to them. Thank God for them for listening to us. And big shout out to Sister Jill Darden from the Fort Worth Black News. I got to say a big shout out to Sister Jill Darden. She's listening to us. And Christina, we love you, Christina and Maria. That's my little boy. It's my 5-year-old son. That's his teachers that are listening to us right now. So they've been listening to the station in the evening time, the 7 o'clock show from 7 to 10. So a big shout out to them. And also we gotta say a big shout out to everybody that's listening to us on the Arcad. I don't know if I told you about this, Pageant, but we got a lot of listeners that tune in to us. And you know we gotta say a shout out to SLM Productions. Did they do it?
Yes.
Did they do it over the weekend?
Oh, wow. Yes, indeed, as always.
awesome job over the weekend. I mean, what did you like the most about the production of how everything went over the weekend? What was the most thing that you really liked the most about it?
You know what? It was just so well put together. Anytime SLM, they put something together, it's always powerful and I always hear good reviews when I miss the event. But I tell you what, this weekend was just awesome. It was just put together in such an awesome way. And you could just feel the spirit of Michael with the performers being up there and singing. You could just feel his spirit. It was just awesome. So spirit felt, you know?
It was. Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I definitely agree with you on that. And again, man, it was nice. And the trend of them got a lot of big plans that they're planning. I was just talking to my friend Nikki. She wants to do a Voters Die rally. So we're going to be working on that. And one of the things that me and Passion already been talking about and we're so hungry about is the community. Me and Passion, we love the community. Am I right about that?
Absolutely.
We love the community, and we just want to see this community grow. And one of the biggest things that I want to do is I want to get more out into the community. I'm so excited for this year and next year because Ella Jones, big shout out to Ella Jones, who's getting ready to leave tomorrow to go to ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, for the Holy, I don't want to get it wrong. I think it's the Church of God in Christ convocation coming up. Is it something coming up real big? But they're going to be doing it real big in ATL. And if I'm wrong, y'all call me up right now and tell me. Because, hey, we all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. So I may be saying the wrong thing. But if I am saying it wrong, please correct me because I can't be corrected. Oh, man. But you know what? I'm excited about. The good things that God is doing. I mean, I can't say this enough. I can't say it enough. But go ahead on and talk to people real quick.
Well, you know what? I wanted to also mention about this weekend at the event. You know, sometimes you hear people say that Michael was, you know, one of the greatest entertainers who ever lived. But I just can't really agree with that. I have to honestly say that he was the greatest entertainer who ever lived. I mean, I can't think of one continent that Michael didn't touch. And not only that, whenever he was in concert, you know, the concert would be set up with a variety of tents for the people that they knew would pass out based on the concert before. So, you know, this man would have a concert and tents, pre-tents already set up for the people that they knew would pass out. So he touched every continent, a variety of people, and he was just the greatest entertainer who ever lived. And he's greatly missed. I have to say that. I definitely love Michael Jackson. He's a beautiful human being.
Hey, man, that's what I'm talking about. I'm so sorry, girl. I hate to... This is live radio, y'all. You never know what's going to happen. But that was, you were talking about the Michael Jackson name, right?
Yeah, I was talking about the event.
Oh, yes. I'm excited about that. I'm really excited. I'm sorry, y'all. This is rude for me, but I had to that's why I took you to take over the show. I had to get the other phone line. The other line was ringing. People calling from all over. So it's one of the crazy morning, y'all. But hopefully in a few minutes we'll have a very special guest. Oh, we got somebody calling. Sister, guess who we got calling in right now? You know, I'm excited when I see this phone number. You know who we got calling in right now?
Who?
Tangent, we have I'm going to call her Mother Mac is live with us right now. Mother Mac, welcome to the show.
Hey, Daddy B, what's going on over there?
Good morning. Tangent, you got to meet. This is Mother Mac. She's an inspirational person for me. She's the one I was just telling you about, Patsy, to have Jesus in the morning. You can't go nowhere without having Jesus in the morning. And she has Jesus in the Morning radio show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I went in to listen through the network, and I hear a song over there. It's a song from 50 Cent. In the club song, but they changed it to gospel. And I like that little tune there, Donnie B. I really do. And I thought I'd call in and share that.
Okay.
Also let you know, my phone won't let me listen loud for some reason. I don't know what's going on. But I'm going to turn it right now as we talking so that I can hear better. But I think you're doing an excellent job. I want to encourage you this morning.
Okay.
Work and continue to share good gospel out here.
That's
what it's all about, you know.
Mother Mac, I want you to meet Miss Pageant. Miss Pageant, believe me, she's earning her name Pageant. But she's my new co-host with the show now. So say hi to her this morning.
Okay, good morning, Miss Pageant. How are you?
Good morning, Mother Mac. I am wonderful. How are you? It's good to meet you.
Yes, good to meet you. I am blessed today, and I cannot complain.
Amen.
Yeah, he's
good to me. Uh-huh. Hey, Mother Mac, we got to get that song. I had some good days.
I had
some hills to climb. All of my good days.
Yes, sir.
Whoa! I forgot how to go. To think things over. But when I look around, whoa, God, I think things over. All of my good days, I won't complain.
Well,
ooh, I love that song right
there. Listen to this. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. But see, Donna, I don't have to ask God no questions. Why so much pain? Because this is what I know. I know he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes may not yet see. Look at
that's
you,
what I'm talking about.
25th, 2012. I just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Hallelujah.
Hey, Pastor, she doing it, ain't she, this morning?
Look here,
shining right.
Now, y'all
right.
Just want to be starting something over there.
Hey, you know what? You got my permission. Go ahead and start it.
look over here. Let's ready for something. Yeah, because he's been good to us. Even
yes,
during
that's
our
right.
bad times, God is yet good to us. Because
amen.
We're in a testing
right.
period. We're in a trial period. We're going through some trials. And his word said our trials come to make us strong. And if we'll learn to lift our hands in the midst of the trial and tell God thank you, well, he'll bring us out, and then he'll show us why we went through.
That's right.
I was in school
That's
a few years back, and after every class I had to pass the test. And at the ending of everything, I had to do the major test to show all my professors I learned what they taught in the class. And see, if I had not passed the test, it would have told them I was not ready to graduate because I had not learned what was taught.
Yes.
So in Jesus, we're going through the test.
But
we can show him we've learned our lesson of what he's teaching.
Man,
we got to have patience. Y'all will make me preach in 2 minutes.
Hey, we need that.
We
need that word of the day.
Got to have the patience. And we got to trust God. We got to believe. Come out of all this old church protocol and all this stuff. Let's follow Jesus. Let's go back to the book of Acts and see what they did concerning the first church. And them people wasn't dressed up every Sunday. Wasn't preaching no prosperity messages. They were going from house to house on one accord. The women was in there cooking. When you get through with church at your house, Danny, mom and them done cooked, I can go in there and eat.
Yeah, you're right.
Then when you come to my
and
house,
you know what? You know what? That's when church used to be real church, and I think that's what's happening now. We have really got out of the old ways of how church used to be.
Yeah,
and see,
so
we really need to go back in there.
Yeah,
church
it's
now.
Say the old way, Donnie. It's what God designed to take place. Man has changed God. He has changed God's agenda. God intended for us to remain humble. He intended for us to wash some clothes and have clean clothes on and go to the house of worship, to worship him in spirit and in truth, to praise him and lift up his name, to get the word for the week, to go out and share the word. But see, we want to be more than what we are. So now we got people dressing up, coming to church. The women got more weave than the Asian stove sales.
It's almost like a you know what? You're right. It's almost like a fashion show. When you go to church now, people used to go to church to get their souls saved. But now people go to church now, you better be scared, because when you go to church, they're looking at you all crazy. Like,
they can look at me any kind of way they want to. I go up in a skirt and a top, and I go get the praise and worship in. I go to get the word for the week, and I run on down the street. And I share that word.
I know that's right, sister.
So
that's what
his word said, Donnie. His word said a harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. Pray that the Lord of the harvest would send more labors. But we got to remember the labor that he called us to. It's sick people out here need somebody to come wash clothes, cook, and clean. Elderly people out here who need our help, they can't drive no more. They need a ride to and from.
Thank you.
It's children
Thank you.
In foster care with foster parents who got them to get a check every month. They don't love these kids coming out of somebody else's house abused and battered. We got so much work out here to do, but we set up, we want to be important in the church, and we want to be important with titles. God ain't honoring that foolishness.
You're right.
He's looking for a sincere heart. He ain't looking for nobody dressed up and your heart raggedy.
Your phone raggedy.
He's not looking for that. He's looking for somebody with pure thoughts who's willing to help somebody and somebody who's not too busy for him.
Man, Mother Mary, you are speaking the truth today, and I hope everybody that's listening to us, either on the podcast, listening to us on Hot 107 FM, or if you're listening to us on Blog Talk, or if you're listening to us by phone, I hope you are really getting something out of it, because here at Hot 107 FM, we're going to keep it real with the people. We're going to tell the truth. It's all about telling the truth about what's going on. That's what we're going to be doing here on this radio station. If you want the truth, then you listen to the right station. If you don't want the truth, you go ahead and listen to the mother radio station. Because we're going to keep it 100. We're going to keep it real right here on Donnie B. Gospel Morning Show. And I want to thank you for calling into the program, Mother Matt, because you are inspirational. We got to have Jesus in the morning. And Mother Man, go kind of tell everybody what time your show come on every morning if you want to wake up and get you some Jesus in the morning.
Yes, sir. If you want to wake up and get your soul fed, you tune in to Jesus in the Morning. It's under Freedom Doors Ministries on Blog Talk Radio, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then you can go to Blog TV at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and see me there broadcasting the morning radio show. It's called Jesus in the Morning, but it's under Freedom Doors Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call in the mornings at 619-639-4609 and give God a shout-out of praise.
Hmm. That's right. Hey, man, what you think about that, Pastor? What you think about that? Pastor, oh, she's quiet on us today.
I'm just excited to just have the opportunity to, you know, to be alive today and to just be able to give God praise and just spend time in His presence. I'm just excited to know the Lord today.
Yes, and let me tell you this, Pastor, are you preaching, teaching?
I teach, yes.
Yeah, because of this, there's a great labor for you to do, baby. And just submit. And not only that, I see two children around you, two children. And listen, just trust the Lord. I want to give you this Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. And it just simply says, every word of God is pure. He's a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. And that's it. Just stay right there and meditate in that. Stay focused in that. And I don't care what come your way, go back to that. Proverbs 30, chapter 30, verse 5. And whatever come your way, remember, if you'll trust Him, He's going to shield you. He's going to protect you. He's going to make a way where you see no way. Because He don't just make ways, He is the way.
Amen.
Yeah. So I just want to share that with you. And when you get a moment and get a quiet time, lift them hands. And let it come out of your mouth. Thank you, Jesus. Because He's moving for you even as we speaking. Uh-huh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you. Amen. Praise God. Bless
you. Yeah, so it's all right today. And see, people get caught up into this. Who the word coming to? Is she a prophetess? What is she? Don't worry about what I am. What you worry about is getting your blessings from the Lord. Because if God took it out of my mouth, it's not me who's going to do it, but it's Him that has all power.
Amen. That's
right. I trust it, baby. If a frog come here and croak me a word from the Lord, and I got discernment of spirit, that I'm going to know it came from God. Mr. Frog, may you croak a long time. And I thank you for croaking that message out. But I give no honor to you. I got to give it to God. I'm not looking for the frog to deliver to make it come to pass. I'm looking for God to make it come to pass after all
right.
He sent the message.
Man, that's real talk. Mother Mary, you know you got to come on every morning and represent. You got to come on every morning whenever you got. I know you be busy. Mother Mary, y'all got to understand, Mother Mary got a busy schedule. She's doing so much whenever she's not doing. Trust me, she's keeping herself busy. She's praying for people, praying for the sick. She's always doing, got something going. Mother Mary, do you ever have time for yourself? I got to ask you that real quick.
Oh, yeah, God, break it down for me then.
Okay.
You give me the evenings. After 9, I go lay down now. But from 4 in the morning to around 8:30 at night, I'm busy. Because people need something. People always need something. And so as He lead and guide, now, like today He said, go nowhere. I can't go nowhere. I'm in the house today.
Mm-hmm.
So when He speak, I obey. Because if I don't obey, I'm going to get out there. It's raining out there and doing all kind of stuff. I might have an accident or anything disobedient. But as long as I'm obedient unto the Lord and I stay focused and I walk in the Spirit daily, I'm good to go. Now, don't
Amen.
Say I'm perfect, and it does not say that I don't have problems. But
we all do.
I do just what I told Miss Padgett to do. I go to Proverbs 3, 5 through 7, or I go to Proverbs 30 and 5. And I stand still until I see His salvation. Yeah, and I'm okay. And that's what we got to go back to. He said, go to the old path and take a look around. And once you go back to that old path and take a look around, then you can make your choice. Because these the prosperity preachers and all these people done changed this game of church out here. They got it being about money, like God is a sugar daddy. He ain't nobody's daddy. He's our heavenly Father, and He's holy, and we must reverence Him as such. And His word holds true. Nobody's slipping and sliding and skating off into heaven. And we shouldn't want to do what we do because we got a place in heaven. We do it because it's right. We do it because we love Him and we love one another.
That's right.
And we'll be okay. But, Don, I'm going to get over here and listen.
Mother Mary. also, since they missed the show this morning, y'all make sure y'all tune in to, if you missed this morning show, Jesus in the Morning, make sure you tune in to the rebroadcast on Hot 107 FM, The Praise. It'll be on this evening from 5 to 7. And you trust me, y'all definitely want to tune in to Jesus in the Morning. Even you can tune in to Jesus in the Morning, even in the afternoons now, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. right here on Hot 107 FM. I want to thank you, Mother Man, for calling into the program. And we don't be surprised if you hear me calling into your show tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir. I want to hear it, and I'm praying for Mama, and it's going to be all right around here.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Y'all keep, definitely keep Mama in prayer, y'all.
Amen.
Definitely keep Mama in prayer.
All right. God bless you. Nice to meet you, Miss Padgett.
God y'all bless
have
you.
A blessed
thank
day.
You. You did the
Amen.
Same.
Okay.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You got to say a big shout-out to Mother Mac. What you think about Mother Mac? What you think about it?
She's sweet. I want to definitely hear her show. I want to hear her show. So I'll
yeah,
be listening
yeah.
to it. I go in and I want to meet her in person. I do. I want to meet her in person.
Man, you got to hear her. Well, coming up next, y'all, we're gonna go to another song. When we come back, we'll be going live to 91915. Find out what's going on with them. You're tuning in to the all-new Dunny B Gospel Morning Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. And you can also check out the rerun. Oh, you know what? You know what I forgot to do? I forgot to put the hand clap on for Mother Mac. Mother Mac, this is for you, Mother Mac. All right, y'all. And when we come back, we're going to have a lot more coming up. I'm your man, Mr. Dunny B. We'll be right back with Mo. We're going to take more phone calls coming up right here on the all-new Dunny B Gospel Morning Show with Dunny B and Paz. We are in the building on the hottest new radio station, Hot 107 FM, The Praise. Well, we are
praise.
Giving God the praise every morning. We'll be right back, y'all.
But the song simply says, let go. Let God. I need you to sit down for a moment. I just want you to hear the words. Hallelujah.
As soon as I start worrying, worrying how the story ends, when I let go and I let God, I let God have his way. That's when things start happening.
That's when it started. That's when it started.
When I stopped looking at back then.
Yeah.
When I let go and I let God. I let God have his way. I couldn't seem to fall asleep.
Oh, there's some witnesses in here.
There was so much on my mind. I was searching for that peace.
Couldn't find.
The peace I could not find. Oh, so then I kneeled down to pray. I was praying, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. As soon as I start worrying how the storm is, when I let go and I let God. When I let go and I let God, let God have his way. So let go and let God, let God, let go, let go and let God, let go, oh let go, let go, oh let God, let go, oh let go, and let God.
Let go.
Oh, just let go.
Just let go.
Let God.
Let go.
Today, the presence of the Lord, He's in this place. Oh, I need some worshipers now. I need some worshipers. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. I'll follow you, Lord. I hear your word today. Hey. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me, Lord. Whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. That's simple. Just help me say, just say, whatever you're doing in this season, He's moving right now.
All right, y'all, man. That is so true. That song right there is so true right there. That is a real testimony right there. Patsy, what you think about that song right there?
You know, we sing that song quite often where I worship. We sing that song, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. I love it.
That's right, man. Beautiful song. Beautiful song, man. That song right there really touched my heart. And you tune in to the All New Dunny B Gospel Morning Show right here on Hot 107 FM, The Praise, where we are giving the praise to God every morning on this new station, the number one 24-hour gospel music station in the community, where we are in the community. Again, we had a great time over the weekend. They had the Michael Jackson trivia and vision and trivia to Michael Jackson. It's been 3 years today that Michael Jackson was found dead. Where were you at 3 years ago? We're going to be talking about this morning, too. We're going to go live to the phone lines. We have a very special guest with us who is actually, I believe, the fan, the president of the Michael Jackson Fan Club live with us. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the All New Dunny B Gospel Morning Show. Who are we speaking with this morning?
This is Rebecca from El Paso, Texas. I'm actually the co-founder with Donna Green from L.A. of the King of Pop Fanatics.
Okay. Well, good morning. Welcome to the All New Dunny B Gospel Morning Show this morning. So, kind of tell the listeners. Also, you got to say hi to my co-host, Passion. Passion, say hi to her.
Good morning.
How are
you? Good morning.
Great morning.
All right. So, kind of tell us, how did you start? What was the purpose of starting this organization that you started?
Well, we started it in 1999, and we wanted to be Michael's street team on the streets in L.A. and all over the U.S., and we went to his record label, and we told them this is what we wanted to do, and his label gave us their blessing, and they said, you know, thank you, and, you know, go on. And so we were basically the liaison to the fans in the United States. And
wow.
Anytime he had a concert or an appearance in L.A. or New York, we worked with other organizations, and we helped bring the fans to those events and for Michael.
Hey, man. Passion, what are your thoughts on that? They're from L.A., and they started this Michael Jackson fan club. That's pretty cool. Pretty awesome.
I know the fan club was huge. I know the fan club is really big. Wow, that's awesome.
That is.
Yeah,
it started
in L.A.
Okay, it started in L.A. So what do you want? What are you guys doing now? You are looking for more Michael Jackson fan people out there that are big fan of Michael Jackson?
Well, our main goal now is just to continue his legacy. He was such a giving and generous and loving human being outside of just his talent and his artwork that he shared with the world. And a lot of people didn't get to see that and experience that. They just saw what they saw in the media and what they read, you know, in the newspaper. And that's where we come in. And we got to experience that. We got to be in his home. He invited us to his home and to his ranch. And we got to see that side of him. And our goal now is to share that love that he shared with us to the people that...
Wow. Patrick, what do you think about that? That's amazing. So, being around Michael Jackson, how was that for you? What type of experience would you give to other people out there that don't know another side of Michael Jackson that you know about Michael Jackson? Let's talk about that.
Well, let me just say that he was a very kind, very sweet, very humble man. I mean, this is the most famous man that I ever knew of outside of Jesus, to be honest. And yet he never treated people, you know, below him. He was very humble. He was very kind. And he was actually quite normal. I mean, people think that he's weird, and, you know, they focus on are the negative aspects that, you know, had become, you know, related to him because of how the media portrayed him. And, you know, we would go to his home, and we'd spend all day there from, like, 10 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock at night. And him and his staff would basically tell us, you know, my home is your home. Go wherever, eat whatever, you know, enjoy, have fun, you know, enjoy your day and just enjoy each other. and have fun, and that's what we did. And
but you know that's a good thing, and that's really a good thing what you guys are doing for Michael Jackson. But you know you also have to understand some of the ways of Michael Jackson that a lot of people just couldn't figure out. You know, me and a couple of people was talking about that this morning. You know, just some of the stuff that he did that people just didn't agree with, that what we call abnormal, maybe he called normal, but the average person will call it abnormal. Am I right about that, Pastor?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's mainly what the people are talking about, is that some of the ways that he was thinking maybe wasn't a good way. But I tell you what, don't go anywhere. I want to keep you on the phone line. We want to go live to the phone line. I think we got some people that want to talk to you about this.
Okay.
So let's go live to the phone lines right now. If you want to, we're talking live right now with the president of the Michael Jackson Fan Club. If you want to say something to her, encouragement, we definitely want people to call in and talk about that. Again, you can call us at 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. We're talking to people. This girl right here, she actually spent time with Michael Jackson. She was there in Michael Jackson's house. So I think this is very unique. We're seeing another side that nobody else seen. And like she was saying, it's because of the media, what the media portrayed Michael Jackson, what Michael Jackson wasn't. So we're going live to the phone lines right now. We're going live to 972-438. You are live on WB Gospel Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning? I am blessed. What about you?
I am blessed. I'm missing Michael, of course. I want to say hi to Donna.
I am with
Alice Chapter. We talked with you, Donnie, Saturday at the tribute.
Right. I remember that. Well, Sheila, we're talking about, we got a lot of people that's listening to us by phone right now, a lot of people from all across the country right now, packed full of people listening to us. And what we're talking about this morning, we're talking about Michael Jackson. We're talking about, you know, she said she spent time with Michael Jackson, you know, and that's what we want to remember, the good things about Michael Jackson. A lot of times we see the media who portrays Michael Jackson as this monster, as this person, and we have to understand that Michael Jackson wasn't this really this monster. It's just the way the media portrayed it. So when the media portrayed Michael Jackson as this, the people have no choice but to look at Michael Jackson as a monster. And I want you guys tonight, this morning, to kind of give your input, because you were there, you were in Michael Jackson's house. Let's talk about that real quick. Sheila?
And there were an awful lot of us that did get to go visit him. I know Donna was a big part in getting a lot of us together, and there is a chapter here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex in Texas that's very small, that's trying to get more members to continue his legacy and to continue to promote the charity work that he did, the humanitarian efforts. It's very important to continue portraying him as the positive human being he was. He was very kind and gentle. Yes, he was a smart businessman, but he cared about humankind. He cared about the planet. He cared about children, and the media did give him a bad deal. But through the years, we can fix that, but we have to speak as one voice.
Oh, right. Sheila, real quick, Sheila, we got a lot of we are live right here on Blog Talk Radio, and we got a lot of callers for calling in. We got emails for coming in. Sheila, I want to read this email that's coming in right now. Pastor, I want to read this email that's coming in. We have an email that's coming in right now from Latanya. Latanya wanted to know, why is it that people worship Michael Jackson so much? She's emailing us from California right now from, let me see, Pomona. Where's Pomona, California at? Where's that at? It says Pomona, California.
I don't know.
Okay, so real quick, Sheila, you want to answer that question right now? She want to know why people are worshiping Michael Jackson so much.
I believe it. I mean, yes, that started with his talent with the Jackson 5. He was certainly phenomenal. However, his charity work, his goodness, his kindness, his innate nature of innocence, that drew us all to him. And through the years, regardless of what the media said, you could not help but see that genuine kindness come through in his personality, in interviews, in his stage presence, certainly the early years. A lot of people do try to equate him with God, but he was very clear. Even he did not think he was God. He was Christ-like. He was kind. He was caring. He was gentle. He was empathetic. He cared about all of us and everything on the earth. And that draws a lot of people to him. We put him on that pedestal, but he never asked for it. He was here to share God's message of love.
That's why they adore him so much.
They felt God's presence through him and his music.
Yeah.
And you know what? Let's go live right now too. We got a lot of people listening to us. Let's go live to our buddy over there at area code 281-948. You are live on the radio with us this morning.
Well, hello.
Hey, well, good morning. Welcome to the All New BB Gospel Morning Show.
Glad to be with you. I'm glad to be here. I'm part of the KOPFD, King of Pop Fanatics Dallas, and I'm one of the members under Rebecca. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi. Hey, Steve. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm all right. Hello?
Hello.
Did we get cut off?
I don't know.
Donna B?
Hello, I thought we got cut off.
I think different ones of us are having a hard time hearing each other.
Okay.
Donna B, are you there? We must be having a technical difficulty.
Yeah, technical difficulty. I can hear all the callers, but I can't hear the host.
I think Donna
yeah, I
may
can't
have
either.
Donnie may have us on mute or something while he takes some calls. I'm not sure.
That's very possible. Let's give him a few minutes here and come back on. Well, I'm glad to have all of you on the call today. It is a wonderful blessing to have y'all on the call. And
Thank you. That
must have been a phenomenal experience to have been in the home of Michael Jackson. Wow, I can't imagine that.
Sheila and Steve, you guys didn't go to Neverland, did you?
I was not ever afforded the opportunity to go. I found out about this.
You met Donovan in 2010, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Because I know Darvin went.
And Dexter have shared a lot of their memories. And Christy Dixon have also told me a lot about Neverland and meeting Michael and how inspiring it was just to be in his presence. He didn't even have to talk.
Yeah,
it was a magical time. I try not to be envious, but I can't help it.
it was magical, but that's why we continue this, to kind of share that and what we saw, because I mean, Neverland was him.
Well, and I feel like I grew up with him because we were only about a month apart in age. I wrote him a lot of letters. I bought every record there was. I'm a diehard. And I've got it all, and I listen to it all. I keep up on it. I write articles on different websites. I'm in the 500. I really, really can't promote him enough, and we're really trying to get a bigger membership out here in Texas because, as you know, that's a hard sell. A lot of Southerners out here.
Yeah.
What do you guys want? Real quick, I got to ask you this. What do you guys want the fans of Michael Jackson to do? What's the next step that we need to do to keep his dream alive? Let's talk about that real quick.
Well, I think it's important to get as many of us together in each of our cities and try to promote charity work, whether it's stuffing Christmas stockings or helping at soup kitchens or promoting his CDs and buttons and taking them out into the public. There's a great organization called Operation Michael Jackson out of Philadelphia that people can actually write to on Facebook, and they will send you free Michael items if you can't afford them in order to get him out and keep him in the masses.
Right, right.
And
there was talk between a few members of the King of Pop Fanatics Dallas to spearhead the wing of a children's hospital. and dedicated in memory of Michael Jackson, and have a lot of Michael Jackson memorabilia in the wing, such as to keep kids interested in the contribution that Michael gave to society and to music.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's the most important out of everything that we've taken is what he did for children, sick children, for charity, and that's how that's a positive way, or a productive way of continuing
right.
his legacy and using, 'cause today there was over 10,477 roses delivered to his gravesite yesterday. It's for today. And
wow.
Although I took part in that gesture, I know a lot of people that took part in that gesture. It's a beautiful gesture, but at the same time, we can use that same energy and that same money and organization to
right.
help children in hospitals.
That's right. That's right.
And what he did, because his dream was to have a Michael Jackson Children's Hospital, a Michael Jackson Burn Center. I mean, that was his dream. And to
wow.
continue his legacy, we can kind of help promote that. And he even had an organization right before the trial came out that was going to be called Go For Your Dream. And it
mm-hmm.
was going to be a mentor program to where we would be ambassadors for him and help the children of the world that are in need. So, I mean, we could kind of take that idea and move it forward so that we're continuing the legacy and the experiences that we had with him, but kind of sharing the love, you know, to the people that need it.
Mm-hmm. Also, Michael Jackson was not only that, but Michael Jackson believed in feeding the world. He believed in feeding the homeless. That's another thing we can do as a community. We can go to the homeless shelter. We should be spending this day, like you say, going to help somebody in memories of Michael Jackson, because that's what Michael Jackson was all about. He was all about feeding the homeless. He was all about feeding the world. He wanted to make the world a better place, you know, and that's what we should be doing today. As a memory of Michael Jackson, we should take out this time to be able to focus on a lot of the positivity stuff that Michael Jackson done for us, because he done so much for this community.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hearing him, some of his songs, Fear the World, Heal the World, Man in the Mirror, Keep the Faith, he wants us to keep strong. Times are hard. Your head up. Will you be there? He cared about the environment. Earth Song, Cry. He wanted us to band together to make it a better place, not just for ourselves, but for our children, for future generations. It's important to keep that going.
And that is correct. A lot of things that a lot of people didn't know about Michael was that he was an anointed soul. And, you know, through his anointings by God, he was given that talent that he had, and he used that talent to move mountains and to make things happen, you know, within the community and within society.
Exactly. Yes, he broke many barriers, not just with his music. We'll never see anyone like that again. And I think that's another thing that takes us back to all those people adoring him. Yes, a tremendous performer, tremendous talent, but an outstanding human being.
Yes. Wow. So true.
That's why a lot of people still miss him to this day. His music is out there. His short films are out there. Books about him are out there. There's photographs everywhere. But that presence, you feel it's different. We have to try to get that feeling back on the planet.
Well, and it just goes to show you how strong his spirit was, because we're three years past his passing, and I honestly thought it was going to die down, and, you know, I was not looking forward to that, but to see it just continue and just be strong, and it's like it hasn't changed at all, and I think that just is a tribute to who he was, what he represented, and how
mm-hmm.
strong his spirit is around the world. It's amazing.
That's right, because it doesn't have to be a special day. You still see people playing. You hear everywhere in all the stores. You hear his music. You hear people
right.
playing his iPod. You see the T-shirts. Every day I see five or six different
mm-hmm.
people wearing them, no matter where you go. He's
right,
out there. He's
right.
with us. We miss him, but we will continue to promote the good works and the music he had
right.
into eternity.
So, You guys are you guys planning on having another big event coming up real soon?
Not at the time, not that I know of. Sheila, you could probably answer that. I'm not in Dallas, so.
I believe our next event is going to be in August for his birthday.
Okay.
And that's in North Richland Hills. We don't have a location yet, but they can go on Facebook to King of Pop Dallas, King of Pop Fanatics Dallas, and request to join, and we will keep posting information there. We're also planning to try to go to the MHMR organization, which is for children and adults with mental health and retardation issues, and they have a Christmas gathering where they give out toys.
Okay. Oh man. But I tell you what, we're gonna go back live to the phone lines right now. We're gonna go live to, I believe it's Miss Grant, 817-877. We're going live to Miss Grant right now. Welcome to the show, Miss Grant. Okay, we're still waiting, y'all. All right, in the meantime, we're still talking about the Kingdom Pop. We're talking about Michael Jackson, who's done so much for the world. And still, I mean, and his music and whole life still lives on today. It still lives on today. So, you know, that's something that we have to do, have to keep that going, you know. Patrick, go ahead on and say something, Patrick.
Well, I'm just enjoying the positive talk that I'm hearing about Michael. I mean, as a big fan, you know, and it just doesn't even seem like it's been, you know, 3 years. I mean, wow, it's just wonderful to hear all the positive things about Michael and the things that we could be doing to keep his legacy alive. And this Michael would never, his spirit would never die. I mean, our children great grandchildren would still be talking about this beautiful human being who really blessed the world. He just opened himself up and blessed the world, and I thank God for him.
Yeah, that's true. So, again, they're going to be working on the Michael Jackson birthday coming up in August, and y'all will keep us posted as y'all get more details about that, right?
Oh,
that is correct.
Of course.
Okay. And you guys are definitely welcome to call into the program at any time you want to, because we definitely need to keep the word out about Michael Jackson, even though we're Christian radio station, but trust me, Christian people love Michael Jackson, too.
Well, thank you,
Tony. I would add that I did send you an email with a link for the King of Pop Fanatics group so the people can go in and see what we've done. There are photographs of events in the past. We have groups.
Okay.
Also, an excellent article at examiner.com. I'll send you that link of the Gospel According to Mike Jackson. Not written by him, but it talks about his affiliations with gospel music.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, yeah, we definitely want to check that out. Anything that's just talking about Christian music, yeah, we definitely want to check that out and stuff. So what can we expect from you guys? I mean, now that you guys are getting the word out there, a lot more people are definitely going to know a lot more about what you guys are doing, organization and stuff.
Bounce Group is getting more T-shirts printed up to get the word out there and to show our force as one, so that you see people. You may not know them in person, but you see that T-shirt and you know they're a member. Michael.
And can I just say that Michael loved those shirts. That was one thing that he always recognized us immediately or for the shirts that we had, and mainly because the back of the shirt, we had a saying that said, "We'd rather be at Neverland." Or "I'd rather be at Neverland," and he just loved it. He got a kick out of that every time he saw it. So we're continuing to make those shirts.
That's so sweet. So those are the T-shirts you guys are definitely going to be making for people to wear.
Right.
Exactly.
Now, have y'all had a chance to meet with Michael Jackson's mother and father?
I have. I don't know if you have or Steve.
I've not been able to.
Joe was at an event that was done in Las Vegas after the trial in 2005. It was called the Vindication Party, and although I didn't go, he was there, and I know people that actually got to talk to him there.
Yeah, we had dinner with Catherine at Havenhurst, myself and Donna Green, who started the fan club with me. and one other fan that went with us. And we had heard stories of the you know, Catherine and Joseph opening up their home to fans, you know, in the 70s and the 80s, and we never thought in a million years that would happen to us or that they even still did that. And we just happened to go by and drop some roses off for her birthday. We were on our way through, we were driving past their house and we stopped, and she happened to be home, and she invited us in, and we ended up spending the entire afternoon with her. We played Uno with her. We talked about the, you know, tribulations that Michael had gone through. At this point, it was 1999, so it was before the second trial, but she was a very, very beautiful woman, wonderful time. I mean, it was an amazing time to just have a chance to talk to her for so long. I mean, we had a couple of hours, and she invited us to dinner, and Jermaine got home with the kids, and the kids played with Donna's kids. It was amazing.
Wow.
And,
man, that is amazing.
Wow.
I mean, man, I'm just overwhelmed.
I mean, and the thing was
amazing.
That the family was just so humble, and she kept telling us, well, you know, we do this because it's because of you guys that we have all of this. It's because of the grace of God that we have all this. And,
sweet.
You know, she was just a very sweet and loving woman, and I, you know, you can understand immediately why Michael loved her so much.
Wow.
And Joseph wasn't there at the time, but I did meet him at Neverland at the arraignment. He was there after the arraignment during the trial, and then we met him a few years, or maybe the next year, I forget it was. I think it was the next year we met him in Las Vegas. But, you know, Joseph was a genius. As much as he gets criticized for how he raised the children, how he, you know, disciplined them or whatnot, you know, he did have their best interests in mind, and whatever your opinion is of him, you know, it's because of him that they, you know, made it to Motown. If it hadn't been for him, exactly. Like,
That is so true.
He was their driving
exactly
force. No question about that. Michael said that in the Oprah interview in 93. That Joe was the driving force.
Man, that is really amazing. That's amazing right there. So what is going on with Neverland? Because there were some rumors going on that they wanted to make that into some kind of memorial for Michael Jackson. Have y'all heard anything about that?
I know it's been being renovated since December of 2011. And I don't know what the final plans are, but I do know they've renovated parts of the house and parts of the grounds. I'm keeping an eye on that. I'm seeing a lot of articles out on the net.
There are King of Pop fanatic fans.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything myself. I know that I'm actually going to New York in 2 days to go see the brothers at the Apollo for their concert there, and I'm hoping to speak. I'm waiting, but for an interview with Tito, and I'd love to ask him that question because there's a lot of stuff that's unknown. Some things that are in the press that are saying that they're working on it, and they're, you know, there's a project going on with that, and then other people are saying that, you know, it's going to be deserted.
How you doing?
Hey, Ms. Grant. Well, good morning. Welcome to the show, Ms. Grant.
Yes, I've been listening ever since 25 minutes to 10, and so when you got too long, I hung up. I done called back 3 times.
Well, good morning. Welcome
but
to the show, Miss Grant.
But the show is good and stuff. So I enjoy it, but I can't be holding on the line a long time. So I just ain't let you keep calling back.
Hey, Miss Grant, we're talking about today is June the 25th. It's been 3 years ago today that Michael Jackson was found dead. So we're talking about that.
Yeah,
so
I heard.
People.
Yeah.
They have an organization where they talk about where they fans of Michael Jackson, and they're trying to get more people to join. But give us your input about that.
Well, I was trying to call in so I could give you the holy word of today that I passed a fix for Chapel Drive United Methodist Church for each month. And I was you know, like I did the other day. Do you want to hear part of the holy word for today?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead. You know we got
to
hear that.
I'm going to go to something else. And if you hear my great-grandbaby in the background, he's trying to get out the door, and I got him locked in. Okay,
okay.
Today's holy word is Proverbs. We're still in Proverbs 25, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes, wait a minute, hold on. I'm trying to keep him together and myself, too.
So we're talking live right now with Miss Grant, right here on Hot 107 FM, The Praise.
Yeah, I'm George Grant. I'm Executive Director of Reclaiming Inc., East Lily Avenue Neighborhood Association, Inc., and we have been in existence in the Lake Como community for 23 years. Where is Proverbs 25? I'm not going to read all of it because it's long, but I'll go to 10 verses of it. Is that okay?
Okay, go ahead.
These Proverbs of Solomon were discovered and copied by the aides of King Hezekiah of Judea. It is God's privilege to conceal things and the king's privilege to discover and invent. You cannot understand the height of heaven, the size of earth, or all that goes on in the king's mind. When you remove dross from silver, you have sterling ready for the silversmith. When you remove corrupt men from the king's court, his reign will be just and fair. Don't demand an audience with the king as though you were some powerful prince. It is better to wait for an invitation rather than be sent back to the end of the line, publicly disgraced. Don't be hot-headed and rush to court. You may start something you can't lose and go down before your neighbor in shameful defeat. So discuss the matter with him privately. Don't tell anyone else. Least he accuse you of slander and you can't withdraw what you said. Timely advice is as lovely as golden apples in a silver bag. It is a badge of honor to accept valid criticism. A faithful employee is as refreshing as a cool day in the hot summertime. One who doesn't give the gift of promise is like a cloud blowing over a desert without dropping any rain. Be patient and you will finally win, for a soft tongue can break hard bones. I'm sorry, I read from Proverbs 25 to 1 through 15. I've enjoyed your show. I listened to the minister that you had on there. I forgot her name. Is it Mary or Mary or what is it?
Mother Mary.
How you said? Huh?
Shout out to Mother Mary. That was Mother Mary.
Oh, how you spell it? M what?
M, I believe she's spelling it M, let me see. I want to say M A.
Well, that's okay.
Well,
I'm glad you have a co-host, Pastor, and I hope everything really works out with you all. She sounds good, and she sounds like you all can really work together and do some things and accomplish. I hope so.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank
you.
Yeah, because, Donnie, you know, you've been in the field. Even after TV a long time, like I told you the weekend when you were supposed to be on Channel 21, I had the video, and you were surprised that I had the video. So you got to
keep on
doing what you're doing. And my daughter wants to call in and give you the information as to the confrontation, the altercation she had in Rochester, New York.
Okay.
So I hope she does, because I'm sick of domestic violence. I really am. And something really has to be done about it. You know?
Really?
And that's something that we don't talk about much is domestic violence. And there are a lot of men that don't know that they can't sit women and get away with it now. You know?
Right.
A lot of men don't know that.
Well, Miss Brent, we gotta finish this conversation. We're talking about the king of pop. We got our special guest live with us right now, so we gotta go back to this real quick. Yep.
Well, you know what? I miss Michael Jackson. He was really good. I remember when we had the old 45, and when they first came out on the 45, I had a whole record player. It was new to me, and I would play it all day long. And, you know, I still look at him as the little boy that he started out playing. singing, you know, and everything. I always go back to that. And, you know, we got to stop some of this criticism of some of our artists and stuff because they're only trying to entertain us. Sure, they're making money, but at the same time, they're trying to entertain us. And we've had more black artists that I know of now than we have when I was a teenager coming up to now, you know. So that's one thing that we have to do. Now, you got some of them that's not, but, you know. But I'm going to get off of here. I thank you for the privilege of letting me give the whole new word. And if I can do it tomorrow, call and let me know or text me or something. Okay. And I'd appreciate it. I'll be glad when I get to meet her, okay?
All
you
right.
You have a blessing.
So you get a chance to meet her.
And powerful day.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
All right, this is Miss Grant, Miss Joyce Grant, right here live on the I Don't Know DB Gospel Morning Show. We got a lot of people listening to us by phone, a lot of people listening to us. And we're still talking about Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson done so much for the world, and we still have our guest live with us. Y'all want to say something?
Well,
sure.
Donna, I know you're on top of things out there in California. You're going to be at Forest Lawn today. Are you... What are your plans? Are you going to try to approach Randy when he's there today at all? Donna, are you still there?
Who are you talking? Who are you asking for?
Donna Green.
No, that's Rebecca.
That's Rebecca.
So I thought Donna was on with us. Well, Rebecca.
No. You know, I'm not in California right now. I'm actually in Texas. I'm in El Paso. And I know that Donna is not going to be at Forest Lawn today. I'm not sure exactly if there's anybody within our organization that's going to be there this year. But I did see Randy's going at one. We did participate in the roses.
Yes,
so
I
we
know.
Do have
All
roses
of us did,
that,
too. I know Dexter
yeah.
will be there, but
yeah,
I don't know that.
Dexter's there. I tried to get Dexter to call in this morning, but unfortunately, I think he had a long night last night, so he didn't return my call. So he is there, and he will
okay.
be sending correspondence throughout the day from Forest Lawn. Through
Excellent.
Pittsburgh.
I hope he does get to talk to Randy. I know he wanted to.
Right.
Well, Andy,
I tell you what, y'all, we got a lot of people calling in now they got their hands up. Let's go ahead on and go live to 817-217. You are live on DB Gospel Morning Show. Who is this?
Irvine.
Good morning. This is Irvine.
Irvine, welcome to the show.
I'm happy to be here. Hi.
Donnie,
welcome to the show. How you doing this morning?
Saturday.
Do what?
817-217, you're live on the radio.
Do you have any questions for me? I don't know what to say.
I'm about meeting Michael.
Right. And yeah, we're talking about Michael Jackson.
Okay.
He's the talk about Neverland.
Neverland, I can tell you how privileged I am to see him in concert at Madison Square Garden in 2001, September 7th, 2001. And if it wasn't for Michael loving his fans so much, he was able to give the club, our club, certain tickets so that we could buy them. Because that concert was actually sold out in 20 minutes. And
wow.
I was just so happy and privileged, and Rebecca was there, and she was actually there in, like, the first row. So I'd like Rebecca to talk about that experience a little bit.
Go ahead.
She could. So I think it's really awesome.
Wow. Amazing. That is really amazing. Well, you know, I think you guys are doing a wonderful job in kind of keeping the Michael Jackson dream alive, and that's what it's all about. I wish I would have had some Michael Jackson music before I had any music from Michael Jackson. But I definitely want to thank you guys for coming on the program talking about that, because I think that's very important that we keep this dream alive. And I want to tell everybody out there that's listening to us, whatever you do, if you want to keep Michael Jackson's dream alive, go out there and volunteer. Go out there and do something positive. Go out there and make a difference in somebody else's life. But that's what Michael Jackson was all about. He was all about making somebody else's life better than the next person. And that's what it's all about. So if anybody, if you want to remember Michael Jackson, well, you do the right thing. Go out there and give to a positive organization out there, an organization out there that's helping somebody, like helping the homeless people. Michael Jackson was all about feeding the world. He was all about feeding the people. They didn't make that song "We Are the World" for nothing.
Exactly. And
so,
you know, when they have calls for food drives, or they want you to put food by the mailbox for your homeless people, or to donate clothing, always make sure you put a note on the outside of the bag and in the side, donated in memory of Michael Jackson.
That's right.
Doing his humanitarian work. Get that word out anywhere you can.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You're right about that. This is what we want to do here at the radio station at Hot 107. Whenever you guys get together and have something big, make sure you let us know, because even if we can do something for us to come out and broadcast live, we'll bring the radio station out live, and that way we can broadcast live. Whatever we can do to help you guys, because it's all about the community. It's all about giving back to the community. And that's what we want to do here at the radio station. We want to be able to give back. So if y'all have a big event coming up and you need our radio station to come out and broadcast live, anything with a food drive, let's work on a food drive. Let's work together and make this thing happen.
That's wonderful.
Thank you so much. That's
going to
be great.
We'll bring the radio station banner out. We'll come out there and broadcast live. We'll do free giveaways, whatever we can do to get the people to come out there. That's what we want to do. We have a lot of listeners from all across the country that tunes into the program, that tunes into the rebroadcast of this. And for those who, if you missed the rebroadcast of this, you can tune into us on Hot 107 from 7 to 10. This same program will rerun tonight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here on Hot 107 FM, The Praise. So that's what it's all about. But you know what? I'm going to let you guys we got an hour and a half, an hour and 16 minutes left before we begin to get off the air. But I kind of want you guys to go ahead on and talk a little bit more about Michael Jackson.
That you'll be able to come out and broadcast to the masses. Of course, Michael's community was the entire world, so anywhere that we can continue his legacy is an important location.
You know, we have to put the hand clap on for that. Well, like I said, whatever we can do to help you guys, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. We got a lot of people listening to the show right now. I also want to say a big shout out to Jennifer. Jennifer is listening to us in D.C. She said she loves the show, and she said she's really enjoying us talking about Michael Jackson. She said she loved Michael Jackson, and she just wants us to continue to do what we do. And she said congratulations to everything that you guys are doing. What are your thoughts on what Jennifer did say? From D.C.
Wow, that's really great. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah,
and you know, we had a group in D.C. for a while, and I'm not sure if they're still active. I don't think they are, but right around the trial, we had a group there in D.C. doing candlelight vigils and out there in the community doing basically what Darvin and Sheila and Steve are doing in Dallas. So I think that's great. And the more, the further we could spread the message, the better. And thank you guys so much for helping and offering your help to get the word out there, because that's what we need to do.
Now,
so we really appreciate
it. Let me ask you this. Is there any kind of live vision playing for tonight in Dallas, Fort Worth, or in any other place that we can expect a kind of live vision tonight?
Darvin and Sheila, you guys can answer that.
Unfortunately,
The only thing happening is people are just might be coming over to my house to hang out. That's basically what we do as a group, is we come together as friends and talk about Michael and watch his videos and check out each other's collections that we have. So So that's basically what we do for now until we have
it really,
a meeting.
You know what? It really would be. It really would have been a good idea to have some kind of counterlight vision, and because you know, if you had that, the press would come out, especially with this being the particular day of his death. This would be a good thing if you guys got together and did a counterlight vision tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, when you had
your
man, Steven.
The press will eat it up.
Yeah, I don't know if they actually have visual plan for tonight, but Wednesday, Cirque du Soleil, Michael Jackson Immortal Tour is performing in Dallas. And
oh,
I'm
that's right.
There,
that's a beautiful show. You guys, if you have not seen the show, you must get tickets to that show. I mean, if you never had a chance to see Michael live, they do such an amazing job bringing his spirit and his energy on stage and bringing the songs to life. And they use a lot of the videos and things that he had created for his upcoming concerts and for his past concerts. So, you know, there's just that show is just beautifully done, and I highly recommend it. If you know, if you're on the fence about it, but you like Michael's music, just go, because you're never going to see another show like that.
I'm looking forward to it Wednesday.
Hold on for 1 second, y'all. Hold on for 1 second. We got to go to a quick second commercial promo. Hold on for 1 second.
Okay.
24-hour music radio.
320K streaming, powered by Crikey.
All right, y'all. We are back. We have to pay the bills. We have to go to these quick promos real quick.
Oh, that's okay.
The station that rules the nation from state to state, country to country. We play the hits just for you.
All right, y'all. We are definitely back on the all new Hot 107 FM, The Praise, number one station in the metroplex that's doing it real big. And we're going to go live to the phone line because we got a lot of people calling in from all over. We got a lot of 817 numbers calling in, too. We're going live to 817-453. We're talking about the King of Pop. Who are we speaking to?
Hello?
You live on the radio. Who is this?
Hey, Donnie, how you doing? This is Rick. Gabriel's dad. He performed this weekend at the Water Gardens in Fort Worth.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome
to the show.
How you doing?
Man, we are doing good. That's my boy right there. If y'all missed the awesome performance, my man right here was transformed right into Michael Jackson. He did an off-the-chain job, man. And your son is really going places. We're very proud. And I know Michael Jackson is looking down right now and saying, I am very proud of that young man right there. That young man is I mean, everything he do it in memories of Michael Jackson. We got, I'm glad you called in, man, because we got the president and the fans of Michael Jackson live with us right now. Fans of Michael Jackson live with us. These people actually was in Michael Jackson's home, spent time with Michael Jackson, man. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, Gabriel has always wanted to go up to Neverland, and he always wanted to see a concert of Michael Jackson, but he never really had the chance and the opportunity. And so the next best thing for him was to dance through his music and, you know, be inspired by Michael Jackson. And since he was a little boy, and he's never really let go of that dream.
Wow, man. That's
Gabriel,
amazing.
You feel Michael's spirit working through Gabriel because he is a very kind, gentle soul.
Yeah.
You've met him? You've met my son, Gabriel.
Yes, I've known him for about 3 years. I see him at the tribute every year out in Fort Worth.
Right, yeah. He just loves to perform for folks. He really loves to dance. I mean, all the music that Michael has, every single song. His favorite song is the Earth song. And the favorite song that he likes to dance is You Rock My World.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's
he
great.
Does awesome. He does a good job, too. He does a really, really good job on it, too. He really does.
Yeah. He really wanted to call you this morning, but he's not feeling very well, very good at all. He's been sick, you know, with allergies, and he just can't make it out of bed.
You know what, man? It's this weather.
It sure is.
Down in Texas.
And he loves when he gets to talk to you, Donnie. He loves talking to you on the radio, and he just every time he speaks to you at the Water Gardens, and at the other time we did that AIDS Foundation, and over at Evans Plaza, he really enjoyed it. He wanted to speak with you, and never had a chance before. But the time
I've been
will
talking
come.
To him over the. You know what? I've been talking to him a lot on Facebook, though. We've been talking back and forth on Facebook.
Good.
The weekend we did and stuff.
Yeah, we're trying to put a show together, another show together for him to do some better songs. I mean, you know, more performances. He's trying to line up some more dancers. So he's going to put out a bulletin out there for try to get dancers to dance with him, you know, audition and come perform with him at his shows at Six Flags and throughout the Metroplex. And might be some shows in Houston, too. So,
that's going to be real good right there.
Very good Michael Spirit when he dances.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
he feels it. He feels something. He surely does.
So what's the next, real quick, I got to ask you this. What's the next big event coming up for him? Is there any other performance booking dates that he got coming up?
Yes, I believe it's going to be Six Flags. He's going to be doing he got invited to Six Flags to do National Dance Day, which is televised through NBC, I believe, or CBS. I can't remember.
Okay.
But yeah, he'll be doing that, National Dance Day at Six Flags here in Arlington, Texas.
What day will that be?
What day will it be?
The public can come out there and we got all kinds of dancers out there that day from all over the United States come out to dance.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Hey. That is
amazing.
Uh-huh.
You know what? That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, giving back to the community. This young man is doing some positive stuff, man. Tell him to keep doing what he's doing because he's going places. He's really going places.
All right, I sure will. And he also wanted to tell you he loves everybody. He loves all you guys, and he appreciates all the compliments and, you know, the support that you guys give him.
Mr. Acuna?
Yeah.
Yes.
We appreciate him, too.
What is the date that the National Dance Day is going to be at Six Flags? When can we come see that? What day?
Yeah,
I believe it's August 27th. I'm not sure, but I'll have it posted on Facebook, and we'll see the flyer posted on there. I can't give you the exact date, but if you pull up National Dance Day, it should give you the direct date. I'm not quite exact sure. But
keep
us
posted on that. That way
on Saturday. It's the last Saturday.
That way we can promote it.
Oh, I'm sorry. They just told me it's in July.
Okay.
Next month.
Oh, it's coming up pretty quick then.
Right, at the end of next month, July.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's coming up. We got to put a show together pretty quick. Get them girls and have something spectacular for you guys to see.
Wait,
in tribute to Michael
about.
Jackson.
Tribute to Michael Jackson. Man,
yes, sir.
That's what it's all about.
It is, July 27th, I believe.
July 20th?
First it says.
I'm writing it down.
Yeah, I believe so. But he will post it up. He will post it on Facebook and let you guys know, give the correct date. So don't quote me on that 27th. Hopefully you guys come out there. Spend some time with him.
Man,
we'll look forward.
I think that'll be awesome. That'll be awesome.
All right.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, man.
Well, I appreciate you having me on your show. And like I said, Gable says he loves you guys, and he really appreciates your support.
All right.
You guys take care and have a good day.
Hey, you too.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's our man. That's Gable's father right there. Doing it real big right here on the number one new gospel morning show. And we got more people calling into the program. Is my co-host still with me? Patrick, you still with me?
I am.
You're so
quiet
today. I'm used to you saying something. We're going to make a drive to the phone line. We got somebody calling in right now. Anonymous phone number. All right, 111, you live on the radio. Who's this?
Yes, good evening. This is John White, Peace and Vibrations, New York Global Media, downtown Brooklyn. How you feel, Donnie?
Good morning, John White. We are live right now. We got people from all over that are tuning into the program. We got a line full of people. And what we're doing is we have the president and we have an organization on here who's doing a big thing with the Michael Jackson. You know, today is 3 years ago. Today is when Michael Jackson was found dead. So they honoring the life and death of Michael Jackson, celebrating his life. And that's what we're doing today. And these people was actually, these young people that are calling in was actually close to Michael Jackson. So they're telling us, giving us their stories about how Michael Jackson was when they was over to his house and everything. So, John, welcome them to the show, John.
Wonderful, wonderful. How you feel, brother? How's everything? How's everyone out there? Wonderful.
Great, we are great.
Wonderful, wonderful. I would just like to add something to Michael's legacy, if I may. And
go ahead.
For the audience. I assert my mastery over mind, energy, and matter, and exercise my will over them. So do I acknowledge my subordination to the absolute and gladly open my soul to the inflow of divine will and partake in its power.
I don't know why you couldn't keep straight here.
I am the master of my mental habits. I control my character. I will be strong and summon the forces of my nature at my aid. I am a center. Around me revolves my world. I am a center of influence, power. I'm a center of thought, consciousness. I am independent of the body. I am mortal and cannot be destroyed. I am invincible and cannot be injured. Man, if he chooses, may excel the beast in bestiality. He may descend to the depths of which the beast would never have thought. The beast is governed solely by instinct and his actions. Prompted are perfectly natural and proper, and the animal is not blamed for following the impulses of its nature. But man, in whom intellect has unfolded, knows that it is contrary to his highest nature to descend to the levels of the beast. Yea, lower by far, he adds to the brute desires, the cunning and intelligence which have come to him, and deliberately prostitutes his higher principles to the task of carrying out the magnified animal propensities. Very few animals abuse their desires. It is left for some men to do so. The higher degree of intellect unfolded in man, the greater the depths of low passions, appetites, and desires possible to him. He actually creates new brute desires, or rather builds edifices of his own upon the brute foundations, which will result in the soul having to spend many weary years retracting its steps over the backward roads it has trodden. Its progress has been retarded, and it will be compelled to retravel the road to freedom and common with the beast. Like natures of undeveloped creatures whose proper state of the journey and it is having an additional burden shape of horror of consciousness of its surrounding, whereas its companions such consciousness and consequently suffer not. It's a wonderful joy.
All right.
Harmony.
All right. Thank you for that, for sharing that wisdom and knowledge to us this morning. That's what it's all about. You know, sharing the out to us this morning. I tell you what, this has been a powerful, powerful morning show this morning with the fans of Michael Jackson talking to us about their personal experience with Michael Jackson and talking to different people in the community. It's been a wonderful thing this morning talking to people. And John, you as always educate me on different stuff, man. I learn a lot listening to you talk, man, every morning, man, when you call me to the program.
These are just ingredients for our soul. Like, so it's not a matter of the me or the I. It's us. We have a journey to embark on, and it's about to do. A lot of fasting, a lot of praying, and a lot of rejoicing, but this great giant, this angel that was here in our presence, just on the other side, death doesn't exist. The twin cousin of death is sleep. So when the soul ascends, is called up into the heavens at a certain point, sleep takes over. When we inhale and exhale, he sends the soul back. It's a wonderful thing. Michael was one that brought us a lot of joy. We thank the Most High for him, because he stimulated us from year
years of 4 to 5 years of age until it was time to, for him to go to that other route. Here we are. We're blessed.
Yes, I definitely agree with you on that, man. I definitely agree with what you're saying about that. And again, we're talking to my boy John White out of New York City with New York. Is it New York Global Media or New York Media Global?
New York Global Media Entertainment.
Okay, entertainment. Okay, John, kind of tell everybody a little bit about your company and what all do you do, real quick.
I'm just starting now. I'm basically a protege of Winston Sanders out of New York and Frankie Crocker, legendary radio personality, 801 Second Avenue WBLS. So I've been blessed to have been in radio and been part of certain entertainment. And I'm still doing what I need to do, and I'm still learning. And I'm trying to just recreate and do what I need to do and be flexible and humble at the same time.
John, real quick, what are your radio station, what are you guys doing to commemorate Michael Jackson? Are you guys going to be doing anything special today?
I don't know. I would have to find out later this evening. I know at the Harlem State Office Building they were talking about some things for Michael and on Lenox Avenue, some things that may be happening. But I think Apollo should be something between today and the rest of the week. I'm not sure. I've been hearing talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All right then. Well, thank you.
Well, the
so
concert
much,
for the Jacksons is on Thursday.
Oh, on Thursday?
At the Apollo.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Wish I was out for not be going to the concert.
I think it's at 8 p.m., but I think it's already sold out. It's been sold out for a couple months, I believe.
Ooh. Oh, man. Play so much fun. I know it's a lot going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, who may I ask was that young lady in the background in reference to the Apollo?
My name is Rebecca. I'm with the King of Pop Fanatics.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I'm actually heading out to New York. I'm in Texas right now, in far west Texas, but I'm leaving for New York on Wednesday. And the concert is the following evening on Thursday night.
Okay, right after. Okay, that should be interesting. So Wednesday, if you were there Wednesday, you'd probably make the. They usually have the amateur night, I think, on Wednesdays. I don't know if it's going to be canceled. Michael Jackson thing is ongoing. That should be interesting. You're going to be in New York Saturday as well.
Saturday, yes.
Okay, I think you...
I don't...
Pardon me, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I'm writing for a Michael Jackson fanzine, they call them, out of London, England, called Icon. And I'm doing an interview with a gentleman who was in the Bad video. He's a dancer. He breakdances on the roller skates. And I'm sure you guys, if you're familiar with the video, you know who I'm talking about. But his name is Roger G, and he still dances in the subways to this day, you know, just for fun kind of thing. And so I'm going to go and talk to him and about his experience working with Michael and do some photos and hopefully do a little story on him. And also talk to Doc Ice, who had the number 2 album during the Bad when Bad was number 1.
Okay.
But I believe that's going to be either Friday or Saturday. But what's going on Saturday?
Oh, Saturday, everybody's usually in Central Park South or Bryant Park. That's between 5th and 6th by the library. They do a lot of roller skating there as well. The Rucker basketball games are going on 155th and 8th. That's uptown in Harlem near the Polo Grounds. And things in basketball games and a lot of people in the West Village. You should really try the West Village. Or go by 16th Avenue and West Street and Washington Square Park. That's also happening. A lot of things are going on there. Theater, a lot of comedians coming out, a lot of people. But between Central Park and that, it should be very interesting for you. And basketball games are live.
Thank you very much.
You're quite
wow,
right.
This will be...
Right,
I'm telling you, if you want to know anything that's going on, listen to tune into this program, because we it's all kinds of stuff going on all across the country, and that's what it's all about, being connected in the community worldwide.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm definitely learning a lot.
Dancing, since you're interested in dancing, and you're talking about those giants that are doing that, still doing it, 14th Street Union Square, that's I think right on 2nd Avenue, 14th Street, I think the 2-3 and number 1 train and the double R, the N train goes there, Union Square Park. They have like a lot of things that are going on. Some of the greatest dancers are dancing there from like 12 noon, between 12 noon, 3 p.m. Very big. Very, very big.
Oh.
And, you know, that's a good area as well. Will you be on Broadway, in that area of Broadway as well, Saturday if you're in Midtown?
You know what? I'm not sure. I know I have a gentleman I'm going to go see. He teaches at the Broadway Dance Center. He used to dance. He danced with Madonna on her Sweet and Sticky tour, I think it's called. But he was up to dance for Michael in London once Michael's show, you know, got underway in London before everything happened. And so he still teaches there at Broadway Dance Center. I've never been there. I've never seen him teach or anything like that, or really dance in person. So he's invited me to go to his class and observe his class as he's teaching. So I'm not, but again, I don't know what day. I'm still waiting on the final date. I think he had told me Saturday. He has several classes, so.
Interesting.
I'm not sure. But
very
he does the Urban Dance League competition there at Broadway Dance Center.
Wonderful.
But I tell you what,
there's a lot of things going on.
I see. You got a business. I thought I had a business schedule. You have a business. business schedule. Go ahead.
Yes, don't forget if you're going to frequent Broadway, right across from 1515 Broadway, which is MTV Viacom, is the basic theater district where thousands of people sitting on bleachers and hanging out, and you meet a lot of tourists. But there's a lot of energy that's there in that Midtown vicinity, and then up the block, maybe a block or two away, there's Ed Sullivan Theater where Dave Letterman tapes at as well. Also, Time Warner Building, 59th Street, beginning of Central Park West. A lot of people from all over the world are there. That's great, as well as the Time Warner Building itself. So if you want to frequent something and you want to get some real great energy in between your pauses, try Central Park. Awesome. Mm-hmm. We'll love it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Okay.
That's the real good information right there. Real good information. Well, I tell you what, you're welcome to call back into this program anytime you want to.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Anytime you want to. Now, Joe, what are you going to be doing today? What are some of your plans today?
Okay, today I will be working a little later this afternoon, but right now I'm just relaxing a little bit, drinking some green tea and sipping on that, and that's it, basically, and studying a little, and that's about it. You know?
Right.
Listen to some Lonnie.
Hey, they brought up a good idea what people should be doing on this particular day of Michael Jackson is giving back to the community by volunteering, doing something positive. Same thing that Michael Jackson did, and he always encouraged other people to do, to go out there and volunteer, go out there and feed the homeless people. And that's how you give back. And I thought that was a good thing that they were saying when they was talking about that, how we need to give back to the community. And what better way to, to remember Michael Jackson by going out somewhere, giving back to the community, feeding people, you know. That's what Michael Jackson was all about. So that's what we encourage everybody to do today, you know, when you get to listen to the radio show. If you feel the lead of going out there volunteering, doing something positive, that's what it's all about. Go out there, work with the youth. go after it. And, you know, right now there's a lot of different organizations going on where the young people are doing car wash. Go out there and get your car wash to give back. That's what Michael Jackson did when he came down to the young people. So I just encourage everybody to do that. What do you think about that, John?
Well, that's my daily. That's what I do, and I speak of that, and I live that, because there's many, many times during the week you have to have a charitable side, which is must be real. You have a lot of people only do it for the because factor. It should be a cause every day. People are starving. They're thirsty. You have young people that are homeless, elders that are homeless, relatives that are homeless, and, you know, people are ignoring them. So that's not only creativity, but that is something that my parents has instilled in me. Feed those who are less fortunate, even if it's a couple of butter rolls, a cup of coffee, or a couple of tea.
Right.
A couple of tea.
John, don't go anywhere. We're gonna bring a new program director in. We have a new program director in who took over the new program for our radio station. We got Tracy live with us. Welcome to the show, Tracy.
Hey, hi, you. God bless you.
Uh-huh.
Yes, good morning. Welcome to DB Gospel. I want you to meet my boy John right here. John also works with me with the radio, with the internet radio station. Say hi to him this morning.
Hi, John.
Radio.
I heard so much about you. How are you?
Really? I'm a new jack. Fine.
You know I got to brag about you, John. You know I got to brag about you.
Yeah, he was bragging about you.
Wonderful. I'm truly honored and humbled as well. Thank you so much in return.
Well, thank you.
Yes, we definitely want everybody to know that Tracy is now the new program director for our radio station. And, Tracy, I want you to kind of tell the people what some of the plans that me and you talk about over the weekend that we want to do for the radio station and to get more people to tune in.
Well, Donnie, I would like to bring to the station what God intended us to do for the ministry, and that's the worship and praise. You know, the enemy always tried to steal our worship, you know, and the whole point of listening to the ministers and being able to listen to the gospel and the praise, you know, it's all about worship. So I just would like it to be moved in the spirit and have the worship that God desires from us, and being able to reach everyone, let them know that, you know, worship is where it is, and they could get that right here with Hot 107 The Praise.
And also we talk about bringing in more youth programs, John. We talk about bringing in more youth programs to get more of the young people to tune into the program. That was one of the things that we also been talking to. And I also want everybody to meet my new co-host, because she's been quiet the whole time, just listening in. Passion is live with us right now. John, Passion is my new co-host.
Oh, interesting.
Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, John and Tracy. Nice to meet both of you.
Same here. Wonderful. That's cool.
I'm just excited. And you know what, Donnie, I was going to say that you mentioned all the wonderful things that we can do to pay tribute to Michael. I was going to also just add that, you know, just pursuing your dreams and goals, whatever they may be, is also going to be a way to pay tribute and to remember Michael, because we know that he did what he loved doing, and he is inspiring all of us to do the same thing. So, you know, when you go out and pursue your dreams and goals, they just give your best at whatever it is that you are doing. You know, that is an awesome way to remember Michael as well. And I just want to say that, because I know that's what I'm like.
That's true. I agree with you on that. I definitely agree with what you're saying on that. John, you got anything you want to add to that?
Every day is a day not only for the energy that Michael has left us with and the instructions, but every day should be one of praise and charity and overstanding and forgiving. And those of us that are collective chapter should have some healing service on weekends where we have shut-ins and fasting. and praying and establish a mailing list where we can have millions and eventually billions of people around the world where we just do fasting and praying and helping one another. These things are very, 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 very rich in and of itself. So we all should be on a collective page, and that's so true. Michael was very unique. He was gifted, but Michael left instructions today as well as tomorrow. We must also understand those instructions and the blueprint he left. Stay humble, stay balanced, and flexible.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. You're right about that. And I also got to say, Jen, I got to say a shout out to Tiny. Tiny is listening to us in Alabama. It's Alabama right now. And she says she's really been enjoying the station. She's enjoying everything we're talking about. And she said we're talking about Michael Jackson, but she said, what about the other good people that done a lot of stuff in the community? What are y'all thoughts on that?
I'm listening.
Anybody got a remark? Anybody want to add to that? She said that we're talking about Michael Jackson, but she said there's a lot of other people out there that done a lot of more good stuff than Michael Jackson. Why not talk about them?
Well, I think we should celebrate everybody. You know, everybody is to be celebrated. And, you know, we have to take notice of them, you know, every day. When we wake up and turn on our radio station and, you know, hear a good word from God and give out blessings to everybody, you know, not just one particular individual. We're going to praise everybody, you know, and we have to do that through, you know, our ministry that we're doing on the radio station. You know, we're giving honor to Michael today because this is his day, you know, and I'm sure if other people in the community and other celebrities that's doing their thing and their day's coming too.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. And again, we definitely encourage everybody to get out there today on this beautiful day and do something positive for somebody out there. If you're doing something, that's what it's all about, doing something positive for somebody. John, I know you want to add to that, Mr. John?
I'm listening. I'm learning. I'm listening and learning.
All right. I tell you what we're going to do, y'all. Don't y'all go anywhere. We're going to promote Ray Gospel Music Station. Passion, you got anything you want to say real quick?
I'm just excited to be on it. I wanted to share a Michael tribute, actually, that I did not get to share on Saturday. It takes me about 2 minutes to roll through here.
Passion, don't do it yet. Don't do it. Wait till we come back from the break, okay? When we come back from the break, our girl, Miss Passion, my co-host, is gonna do a tribute to Michael Jackson live on the radio right here on the all-new Dunny B Gospel Morning Show. We'll be right back, y'all. All right, man, we're still live on the radio. Y'all go ahead and say something real quick while I'm getting some music together. Go ahead on real quick. Say something real quick, y'all.
It was nice meeting you, Passion, and I'm excited. I love your voice, and I see how you guys connect, and you collaborate really good with Donnie. I think you're an awesome co-host.
Oh, wow. Right. Thank you, Tracy. It's definitely an honor to meet you as well, and I look forward to working with you in the near future. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. All right, that will be right back, y'all.
Dearly beloved, as I stand here before you, reminiscing about a life we had hard times, the struggles, the strength, our time passes to see. Just yesterday, we were falling the back of the bar, shooting jumpers like impact. But quick to holler after cute and shorty around. Had dirty clothes, black top curls, still happy to smell. Is it necessary for the homies? Cause the lives are all by. We boss our heads to say what's up, grew up together, so why? Continue living life with animosity in this pain. And then my sleep is interrupted by the phone when it rains. The homies, the murder is dead, and what's left? It's memories and delusions. Can't wipe all the tears that lead to grief and it hurts. Cause weeks before he got murdered, we conversated. Not once did I mention God, now he's gone. And now I'm hating and wishing I could rewind. I love the hands of this time. And tell the homies, keep your head.
by and never stop trying. Cause in the end, we all win and the balance is nearly over. So rest in peace to all of my dogs, my father's soldiers. He was trying.
Hey, my boy, you feel me?
I'm just sitting reminiscing about them times. Been playing duck, duck, goose. You gave me back cuts in the lunch line. Been fighting who's gonna be the line leader. You was always the one kicking the beat, sitting on the heater. While I delivered the flow, we practiced hitting the game time. Shooting marbles with dirty clothes. It was never wrong, but a street life. Always talking about how I've been running, strive to stay alive. I remember the days in fifth grade, writing raps in class. Holding around my face with no cash. Still get a drink. Had to run a fiend for ways out. I met the Lord and he showed me what life was all about. And no, I'm never down and he's got my back 24/7. But the sad thing, my homeboy, he never met him. And he departed without hearing the good news. So rest in peace, nobody else can fill them shoes. Hold up, don't stop the music. Just let me speak my mind through these rhymes that's been written through these hard times. Pain and stress and all the death of my home. And all the disappointing time when troops turned into phones. See, he was to be a criminal, and to my homegirl, why did you leave? I know the pressure of the world always hung in your sleeve, but please believe that if I knew that things weren't right, I would have took that gun from you before you took your life. See, you was beautiful, but I know you always thought that you wasn't. I wish I would have told you that it makes me sick to my stomach. I never knew you hated life, I never asked how you felt, but if I did, you wouldn't have never took that gun off the shelf and put it to your head. Sometimes I hate you for what you did. Sometimes I hate the world for putting pressure on little kids. Taking it day by day, every day I pray. And rest in peace to my homies that done passed away. And to the homies, T-Dog, Jesse, Big Bird, we miss you. It's getting hard cause the only thing we got is your pictures. And I can't stand to see your children crying, missing their dad. They got the money coming home, but the truth is too sad. And so we wait, hoping when they get much older that they will understand the streets took the life of a soul.
About the things we learned, wanted to take it back to yesterday.
Life is better with music at 320K.
Have some rich people. You see? Them so rich. Them feet of richness can buy them way in heaven. I'd rather health more than wealth. Because if I have health, I can work and get wealth. Hallelujah. But if I have wealth and I don't have no health, that wealth can buy health. Hallelujah. So me have something for the rich people them doing another song. I tell them try Jesus. Listen, some people rich but them lonely. Them not happy, them lifestyle stony. Them happiness phony. Think I like yes and I ride them like a pony. Me try friend and my friend them feel me. Me try prison but nobody no mail me. Me try Hotmail, Gmail, Facebook, MySpace, but nobody no mail me. From the day me try take over Jaira. Me start spend for US and Naira. Future big like China. You don't see me mango get taller than Tyra. Money not run. You can't get. Hold it. Hold it. Who do you want lyrics? Say lyrics. Watch it. We can't talk to some man. Me me all of the man them say, yo. Man there, man there, man there, man there. You know me not like some of the man them? They go out and do strong. Me say, before me get saved here, woman was my weakness.
The station that rules the nation. From state to state, country to country, we play the hits just for you.
Washington right there. Speaking of Dwayne Washington, he'll be live with us tomorrow morning on the all new WB Gospel Morning Show right here. A big shout out to everybody that's listening to him, my boy John White, and also a big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us. And my co-host is live with us. And what's going on with you? Are you fucking ready to do this?
I'm absolutely ready. I personally want to thank all the callers today who called in and the listeners and the comments that we got on today. I'm really excited to share this tribute on today.
Yes. Well, go ahead on and do your thing.
So this is a tribute to Michael that I wrote a couple of days after Michael passed a few years back, of course. It's entitled Michael Tribute. Can somebody, anybody, please tell me how? How does one even begin to gather the nouns, adjectives, and verbs to express one's inner soul and love for such a beautiful human being? He was loved. How? How do I manage to hold back the salty bitter tears that forcefully kiss my lips yet fight against my ambivalent emotions? He was truly adored. Well, as a poet, this is how I do it. The media is so quick to drag a person's past up, to tear them down. And they always want to be starting something. And the media, for a lack of good words, needs to beat it. Sometimes I forget that it's just human nature to take and not give. They need to be looking at the man in the mirror, because none of us are perfect nor pretty young things all of the time. Dude, Michael's life was no NBC 1-2-3 kind of life. People saying he was off the wall and being critical and judgmental, not even realizing that when you judge others, you don't define them, you define yourself. The person you judge is already defined. You be you. Michael wanted to heal the world through his music. And how many of us are trying to do that? And it doesn't matter whether he was black or white. He was awesome. So don't come talking to me about Michael this and Michael that, because if your words are negative, you can keep those words and harbor them in your emotions so that there be unity within you. Michael, he was made to be the greatest entertainer, even in the midst of his pain. Michael,
yes, gone
too soon, and he was a true thrill.
Wow. Wow, I could feel the cold chills when you just said that. Man, John, why? What do you think about that, John?
Beautiful. Awesome.
Man.
I love that.
Well said.
Stimulated.
I don't know what else to say. I can't even come behind that. Oh,
right,
man.
That was very fulfilling. That almost made me cry.
Especially with the music in the background. Beautiful. I don't know what else to say.
But Donnie, I got a surprise for you.
Oh man. I gotta ask myself, can I stand most prizes? Play it on, Tracy.
Well, I have my mother on the line, and I want her to give my testimony for Michael Jackson that I have. Sounds better coming from my mother, you know.
Oh man.
Mom, are you there?
Yes, hi, I'm Gloria Rutten from Trotwood, Ohio. I'm Tracy's mom, your new program director. And
okay,
I would like to express about her encounter with Michael Jackson when she was 3 years old. Tracy spent lunch with Michael Jackson and the Jacksons at the Westtown Buffet. They did a performance here in Dayton. And Tracy was 3 at the time. And she was there with her Uncle Sonny, who knew the Jacksons. And they spent most of the morning and lunch together. And Tracy was invited to the concert they gave here in Dayton. And they had pictures taken and things like that. And her grandmother was telling me how nice Michael and his family was. And all I can hear from Tracy as she came from the luncheon, being 3 years old, was very excited because Michael had gave her tickets and let her come backstage with her uncle and them at the concert.
Wow.
And I like to give that tribute.
Thanks
to y'all
awesome.
About her encounter with Michael.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Beautiful.
And I thank y'all very much, and may God bless y'all. And I enjoyed y'all tribute to Michael.
Thank you. Thank you. This
that's
is
awesome.
Beautiful. This is awesome. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I know this is just amazing. I mean, everything that's happened this morning, I know this ain't nobody but God. This ain't nobody but Him. Putting the right people together for a reason.
I wish I could have met Michael. Donnie, I wish I could have met Michael.
You know what? Everybody's speaking about meeting Mike. Oh, I already met Michael. Making me wish I would have met Mike before he passed it. Man. I mean, it's an experience that people are talking about, some wonderful experience. And y'all know, that's how the media do, though. They paint this bad picture of Michael Jackson, like he was just this monster. And then when you look at the conversation coming from the people that met him, that spent time with him in the room, you get to thinking, like, wow, Michael Jackson is not as bad as people make him out to be.
Well, you know what?
No,
it's just human nature, I think, Donnie, too. I really do. I think it's just sometimes human nature. So that's why I use that title as well in that poem, because, you know, unfortunately, it's just human nature for us sometimes to focus on negative stuff and the drag of stuff that's negative. We don't want to dwell on things that are positive. And, you know, I don't get it, but it's just a part of, you know, human nature sometimes.
Right. That's true.
I look at Michael's compassion. Michael was a very compassionate person and humble. And I just look at the attack from the media and everybody that was totally against Michael. And you get this with everyday people. If you're humble, if you're walking in the image of Christ, you're going to get rejected. You're going to be accused by the accuser because you're in that image, you know? You're representing our Savior. So rejection comes with that territory. That's why he was hated by some and accused by many that just, you know, can't receive the love of God that Michael was distributing through his spirit, you know?
Well said. Well said, Tracy.
Beautiful, beautiful. You're right about that. John White, you've been so quiet. We gotta hear from our main man, John White, out of New York.
That's right, John.
I'm listening to the Mothers of Civilization, and it's about being homeschooled again. So I'm paying close attention. I'm in this mode of observing and being silent. I'm taking notes mentally.
Amen.
I'm humbled and balanced. I'm okay.
Man, it's amazing.
Well,
it's amazing.
I'm flattered. Yeah. How about you, Passion?
I definitely am. It's just such an honor to be on the line with so many awesome individuals, and I'm just humbled to be here.
Yeah. I think we all are. I mean, for real. If you can shut me down and make me be quiet, that's me. Because I love to talk, but this is amazing. I mean, the amazing of the people that call in today that spend a lot of time with Michael Jackson. I mean, was in their room with Michael Jackson, spent time in their house with Michael Jackson. It's amazing all the people that call in today. And I can just gotta say that we have honored a man today on this program that's done so much in this world. Let's talk about some of the positive stuff he's done in the community. Let's talk about some of the stuff, how he fed hundreds and hundreds of millions of homeless people that was homeless, how he gave to the different youth organizations out there. Let's talk about that. Let's spend this day on the day of his death to remember the good things that Michael Jackson has done Let's talk about some of the positive stuff that he does, that he's still doing. His name is still out there, and he's still giving, even though he's dead, but he's still giving to different organizations, because the different types of nonprofit organizations that are out there. And let's continue to pray for the family. Let's continue to pray for Michael Jackson's mother, Kathleen. Let's continue to pray for the kids and stuff. Let's continue to pray. I want to do a quick prayer real quick. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank the community. We want to thank the people on this phone line. We want to thank everybody out there, Father. Just continue to pray for the community. To continue to pray. We just want to continue to pray for peace for this world. We want to continue to pray for the certain situations that people are going through. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's what it's all about. It's all about giving back to the community. It's all about giving back. So, again, we definitely want to thank everybody for tuning into the program. And we have a lot of people. We have less than 20 minutes left before we be getting ready to get up out of here. John, is there anything that you would like to say?
Yes, I have a couple of requests. I just wanted to share some energy in reference to the collective thoughts, because it's something. There's a few things young ladies were speaking about in reference to the electronic/bourgeois media or the general society, and it's you know, a number of things that just passed through my mind. An important fact to keep in mind is that the function of the subconscious mind is susceptible to suggestions on part of conscious mind, that it can interfere with the functions of the body and cause dis-ease. So with that said, for this reason, in training and acquiring the proper mind, as we humans learn to develop spiritually, we must also understand and overstand that those that are prejudging, beating them down, kicking them, slinging the dirt and mud, is because there was a cover-up, because he had taken the covers off the energies that were out there trying to portray him as a monster and all that. Michael was, in my opinion, an angelic healer. He was one of those of people, of life. His family stimulated the whole universe. I mean, the things that they've done with their cartoons, early mornings. I know we all remember that Saturday mornings, waking up, the Jackson 5 cartoons. That's real entertainment. No groups or no, I don't think anyone will be able to do that in our time. We'll never see that sort of energy ever again in our lifetime. He left so much behind, but we have a lot to be thankful for, because, you know, he was one that was just, he was just blessed. He had so many talents. If you looked at the way he was creative in the studio, he used to make noise and make beats with his mouth. And create. He was on another level. So with that said, I've had the opportunity of being at press conferences at Tavern on the Green in New York. I knew his personal bodyguard. The people that I work with were bidding on the tour with him, booking him. And I could say, truly, nobody today is getting $10 million. Michael was the only one to get that. And he was just very, very, very fortunate. Again, he was just blessed, and we miss him. We love him dearly. We love you, Michael. Thank you so very much for sharing so much of you with all of us. We thank you, Michael. Thank you. May you rest in peace.
Wow. Amazing. I can say we done our tribute today. We have honored this man on this radio show today. that's what I'm talking about. Y'all got anything else y'all want to add to it real quick?
I just wanted to say, you know, Michael was the only artist in history that ever got to
together all the A-list recording artists at that time in one studio to do We Are the World. Like,
yeah,
that nobody has ever done that since, you know. And I just, you know, that's just, he just, oh my God, he just gravitates people to him. Oh my God, and just do things that, you know, nobody can basically repeat in his. So that's just wonderful.
Well
said. We say that I don't lie. It's true. We make a brighter day. Just you and me. Oh, I love this song.
I know that's right.
I remember people being in the streets. I remember one day they, all across the country, they wanted to do a healing thing, healing world thing. And everybody all across the world got together and sung this song all at the same time. Do y'all remember that? That was about 20-some years ago. I was about, yeah, about 14, 15. But I remember that like it was just yesterday.
Hey, yeah, hey Donnie, I want to say something too.
Go ahead.
Hey, Donnie, you know what?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to leave also that as a person who's committed to self-development and always striving to be better just each and every day, as we move forward from the day, I really want to encourage us all to pursue our dreams and our goals and to do it with fire. And to remember what Michael was all about, what he did, and just playing his talents, his gifts. He was unstoppable. Michael was motivated. He was fearless. He fulfilled his purpose to make the world better. So we really want to leave a legacy like this. We want the world to miss us when we are gone. We want the world to still talk about us. And long after we're gone, we want to leave that kind of legacy. Hey, the world was better because I was here. So let's just strive to be better each and every day. And I want to leave with you.
That's positive right there. I like that. John, what about you, John?
I'm okay. I'm in a certain vibration.
I just love to hear John talk. John can have some wisdom. He's always have some wisdom and knowledge in the morning. All right, then. I tell you what we're going to do. You tune into the Y'all New Hot 107 FM, The Praise. Well, we are giving God the praise. We're going to go to one more gospel song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get ready to close it out. You tune in to the all-new Donnie B. Gospel Morning Show right here. We'll be right back. Donnie B. Gospel Morning Show.
We're all a part of God's body.
y'all. Good morning, man. And I just want to thank, we got less than 5 minutes left, man. Definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in. Man, I don't know about y'all, but I enjoyed the show. Did you, John? John and Patrick,
yes.
Did both y'all enjoy the show today?
I loved it. I love it. I love it. I wish it would last another 5 hours. This is cool.
Man.
Man.
It was awesome. Awesome show.
Yes.
Awesome show to say.
Yeah, I definitely want to say a big shout out to everybody out there that tuned in to us right here on your number one new gospel music station. And we'll be doing a big like this every day. And John, one of the things that I've been telling people that I want to do is definitely want to have a different important community people on the program every day.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
That way we can talk about some real important issues that's going on among us as the African-American community. What you think about that, John?
Wonderful. Just continue to create, not compete and or conform. Creating, recreate, reprogramming the mind, reprogramming our spirituality, and also decoding and re-educating the children and stimulating growth.
Yeah.
Our children are in need of overstanding. They must understand unconditional love. There's a lot of conditions that are going on and being infused in a community. Our fathers must also stand up and take a stand, as well as the sons listening, as well as the daughters. So we have a job to do, and those males around the planet that have infused and continue to disrupt and waging war on each other and also disrespecting the mothers of civilization. Once a male or any person or people disrespects
You're right.
The elders, as well as the female, especially the mothers, mm-hmm. who give mm-hmm. life via the womb, they have to understand that males are nothing more than neutered females. If they understand that there's 13 menstrual cycles a year, every 28 days, 52 hours, and 28 minutes, there's a cycle. So we must understand that women give life. Those that disrespect women disrespect those of us all in society. Continue to respect the women, the mother civilization, mothers, the grandmothers, the great-great-grandmothers.
That's right.
Those fathers that are not in giving instructions and have lost their memory, we must regain memory through prayer, fasting, and understanding. Guidance. Guidance.
Man, woo! Man, is he speaking the truth or what?
Mm-hmm. That's powerful. Fasting. Wow.
That's what I love when this brother calls in. Every time I see your brother call in, I gotta get him to call in because this John is powerful. When it comes to inspirational words, everybody that's listening to us on High 107 FM to praise, if you're looking for inspirational word, he's gonna keep it real with you. If he ain't gonna sugarcoat it, he's gonna tell it like it is. And that's what we need here in America. We need somebody to tell it like it is. Stop these lying. It's so much lying going on. Where people just like to just lie about everything. On this station, we're gonna keep it real with you. If you don't like it, maybe you need to go to another gospel station. But we're gonna keep it real, and we're gonna keep it in the community. That's what it's all about. Keeping it in the community and focus on the positive stuff. And that's what he was just talking about. And again, we definitely want to thank everybody. Real quick before we let everybody go, make sure y'all tune into us tomorrow. And John is going to be calling in every day, giving us his wisdom, knowledge. You know, he got to call in and give us that. And again, before we let you go, Pat, you got anything you want to say real quick?
I just want to say that I've just really enjoyed what John just said. That was just so powerful. I just wish that this was going to remind every man, you know, on the planet. I just know the world would be a better place. My goodness, but
that we do.
And John representing this way on the internet radio, it's just going to.